The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There's a story about a person who feels themselves to be poor, and they're going to go out into the world and find their fortune or find their way. And unbeknownst to them, their friend sews a gem into their coat, somewhere in the lining. A precious gem has been placed, but still the person goes out and feels that they're not well off, looking for things, all the while carrying this precious gem right there in their coat. So this is a nice Buddhist story that reminds us that much of what is valuable may be here with us. You know, there may be gems right in the lining of our coat. That doesn't mean actually that we don't need to go out and look. I think there's something to the journey that we go on. But the jewels that come were often things that were there all along, but we needed the tools to discover them. Yeah? So this story may give the impression that there's just that one big jewel that we're looking for, and there's nothing and nothing and nothing, and then there's the big diamond. In my experience, there are actually countless jewels in our coat lining, and we can uncover them many times over the course of practice. And so the question is, have we seen those, and have we taken the time to notice that, yes, actually there have been fruits of my practice so far. There have been little discoveries or beautiful qualities starting to emerge through this ongoing effort that we put into practice over months or years or decades. And then there arises the question of what to do with these jewels. One possibility is to ignore them. You know, oh, well, this doesn't seem that special. It's a small one. Or, I probably don't deserve something like this. This couldn't have really come from my practice. I don't think I'm going to use it. Or some other way of basically just sewing it back into the lining. And that's an option. Maybe some jewels we're not ready to use yet. Another option is to make a big deal out of these jewels and pull them out of the coat and fashion ourselves a crown and stick them on one by one. And then everybody can see the jewels that we found right there shining out in the open. Actually, a friend of mine who's been to Thailand mentioned that sometimes the temples actually receive gold from wealthy donors, and that oftentimes it's fashionable to kind of decorate the roof with this gold, filigree or other things up there shining. And she was just flabbergasted by seeing this. She said, if I had gold, I don't think I'd put it on my roof. Probably the jewels that we pull out and put on the crown aren't the real jewels anyway. Probably the ones that can be projected like that, those might be the ones that are the fool's gold. But still, there are these gems, there are these fruits of practice, and we may have some aspiration to do something with them. So there are some lines from a poem by David White. To be human is to become visible while carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. To be human is to become visible while carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. So to be this human thing has an element of becoming visible. So we're gonna act in some way. We're here. Our presence makes a difference. And so there has to be some willingness to become visible at some point. There may be periods of practice where that's not so prominent. But this willingness to be seen in all of our imperfection. But then we're carrying something, maybe in the lining of our coat. We're carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. So these qualities that we found, maybe there's some way that they can speak in a way that helps others without being prominent. Yeah? So perhaps through practice, you find that over time you're just a bit more patient than you used to be. You know, you're less likely to have that snappy comment that isn't so kind. And so you're aware of this. You know, you've noticed. And others benefit from that patience without your needing to say, I'm being very patient with you right now, or, you know, it's like, it's a little blunt, yeah? So, or maybe practice has brought a bit more calmness. You used to be anxious, excitable, continually agitated, and now, sometimes, things are okay. This too is a gift. By not being agitated, we don't bother others as much. By having calmness, we actually bring calmness to others, and we have the ability to respond more truly when we're not agitated. We might actually say something more compassionate because we had the wherewithal to do so. We didn't have the wherewithal when we were so busy in our mind. Or maybe there's just a bit more love and compassion in your heart through practice. And now when you see somebody that you don't know, you assume that they too are just trying to be happy like you are. And you meet them seeing their good qualities instead of with suspicion or fear. These things have real effects on how that interaction goes. Just carrying with us these things that have come to fruit. And part of that is knowing that they're there. In a way, the light of wisdom or the light of awareness is needed to illuminate that gem, even if it's not up on the crown. It somehow shines, even from within our coat, if we're willing to have the awareness that, yes, there's something good there. I've uncovered something beautiful in my heart. Just yesterday, I was hearing someone talk about their experience. They've been taking the compassion cultivation training. And this woman is a teacher, and she found herself this year with a student in her class who doesn't have English as his native language and is from, you know, from another culture. And it would have been easy for her to make a case to the administration that she just didn't have the wherewithal to work with this kid because she has a lot of children, and actually other teachers are a little bit better set up to handle a child like that. But somehow he was put in her class. And she found that she actually worked that whole argument up in her mind, and then she actually saw the reality of the child in her class, and she noticed that he worked very hard. He really paid attention, and his English was improving, as it does for children, and he worked extra hard to take notes. And she thought, actually, and she had a good rapport with him, and she thought, actually, this relationship is going pretty well, and he's a nice influence on the other kids. So diligent. So she actually went to the administration and she campaigned to keep the child in her class. And she explained all the reasons why she thought that would really be the best. And she pointed out that she didn't think she would have done that a year ago. But because she happened to be in this compassion training course and was noticing in herself the good qualities of her heart, she was just open, more open. And somehow, you know, this felt really good to her, really positive that there was this change. And she didn't need to take on the identity of now being a compassionate person. It was just different. And what she was carrying was a big benefit to this boy. So it's worth reflecting a little bit on the gems that we might be carrying, the ones that we found, thinking how they can be a gift to others. And of course, there's probably more. And we can continue with the practice, trusting that the jewel of our heart is slowly revealed piece by piece. As we discover more and more who we really are. So thank you for all of your beautiful hearts.